Hello, you're about to listen to Creston's Grace Christian Fellowship Sunday Service from February 19th, 2023.
Well, you know, the thing is about revival is that what I've realized is that over the years, you know, we hear talk about revival, and one of the things is people seek revival, but, you know, that's wrong, actually. But the thing is we need to seek Jesus Christ. Make Him first in our lives. And if we have personal revival in our hearts, things are going to change. It's just inevitable. So I think that that's really what's been going on over there, especially among young people, like around 19, 20-year-olds who have been getting hungry for the Lord. You know, and Asbury Theological Seminary is a conservative place. But there was a revival there years before. What year was it? 1970. So it's like the Lord is bringing this back again. And it's wonderful. And will He bring something like that here? God willing. But you know what? If we are people that want to seek the Lord and seek His face first, not the idea of revival, but Him. You know, and if we're willing to respond to His Spirit, who knows? Right?
That's right.
Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. And this is David speaking. And how many know that David went through a few things? He did, didn't he? But every time, you read the Psalms and you see that David got discouraged. And here he is speaking about how when God heard him and answered him, He brought me out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. Now, in the NIV, it says, out of the slimy pit. Mm. So either one time, I guarantee you, that either before or now or in the future, you're going to be in a slimy pit. So this is incredible encouragement that we're getting from the song this morning, that God answers prayer.
Yeah.
And He brings us out of that slimy pit. And He puts our feet upon the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. And we can stand on Him no matter what is happening in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth. And you know, when you're delivered, when God meets you and takes you out of that pit that you're in, you have a song in your heart.
Amen.
A new song. Yeah. Something brand new. Because God is taking you into a deeper relationship with Him. And you just want to praise Him.
Amen.
A song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and trust in the Lord. And you know what? That experience that you went through, past, present, future, when people see you and how God delivered you and what He did in your life, they're going to turn to Him.
That's right.
Guaranteed. If you're willing to share about what He did and give Him glory and honor. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. There's none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they'd be too numerous to count. Now, King David had so many things to say about what God did in his life. Well, we say, well, he was king of Israel, of course. He served God. He had all these interventions, divine interventions of God in his life. But what about you and I? I'm sure there's many of you here that if you actually sat down and had a cup of coffee with somebody and started to share what God did in your life, you would encourage not only that person, but yourself, because you would remind yourself of how good God is.
Amen. Yes.
We are people that have stories to tell. Of God's graciousness and goodness. Let us be willing to do that. Let us be able to rejoice today, no matter what's happening in your life. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Let's stand up and pray. God, we just rejoice in you and we say that you're good. All the time. And Lord, we're just encouraged by these words of David that speak of your goodness, that speak of your faithfulness, your chesed, your loving kindness towards us. Oh God, be amongst us, we pray, by your Spirit. We pray that you would reign and rule in our hearts today. We pray for those who are sick today. We pray, Lord, for a touch from you. I thank you, Lord, for answering prayer, particularly for Rosemary, that she's feeling better. We thank you, Lord, that Connie is here with us today.
Amen.
We thank you that John is here with us today.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you will continue to meet our need. And we will say that it's because of you that we've been delivered.
Yes.
That we stand upon the rock,
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Be glorified, O God. We give you honor, glory, and praise today in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I don't know if we have the scriptures up. Oh, yes, we do. Beautiful. Beautiful. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 10. And I want to share for a few moments on your life is in his hands. Your life is in his hands. Thank God your life is in his hands and not the government's.
Yes.
We've experienced a lot of difficulty over the last few years, and we don't really know what's going to be coming in the weeks and months ahead.
That's right.
But it's a calming effect. It really is a peaceful, calming effect that comes from the knowledge that our life is in his hands.
Amen.
Father, I just thank you today for your precious word. I pray as your word goes forth today that it will speak, it will minister to each and every individual that has gathered here today in Grace Christian Fellowship. I pray this morning that your precious Holy Spirit would just do a deep work in us. That we would receive your word in Jesus' name. That it would find a resting place deep within our hearts. Lord, it would change us. It would transform us this morning, your precious word. And Lord, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 10. And I'm reading from the New American Standard. John chapter 10, verse 25. Now as we begin to read these verses this morning, we recognize that the Jews always had questions. How many know the Jews always had questions? The Sadducees, the Pharisees, we're always trying to trip him up with something that he said. And it's no different in these verses that I'm reading this morning. And this is Jesus' response. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me." Verse 26, "But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep." How many know that not everyone who says they're a Christian is a believer?
Amen.
It's only those that have been transformed, those that have been born again of the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
He says, "You do not believe because you are not of my sheep." Look at verse number 27. My sheep. How many sheep do I have here this morning? Can I see your hand? How many sheep do I have here this morning? Praise God. I think almost every hand went up. My sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
I want to say that again. My sheep hear my voice. When God speaks, we should be listening. Hallelujah. And you know what? God is speaking to us every single day.
Yes, He is.
Maybe not in an audible voice, but He's speaking to us in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit. As we read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is speaking to each and every one of us. So we have to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Sometimes His voice can be muffled by the things that we're engaged in. By the things that are distracting us. His voice can be muffled. We don't get a clear connection. We have to remove those distractions. We have to get away from those things that are standing in the way of us hearing clearly what the Holy Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. Now, I want to say this morning that God speaks because He wants to lead and guide and direct our lives. In every situation of life, whatever decisions that we have to make, we need to hear from God. Thank God for good advice from mom, dad, grandpa, granny. But there's no greater advice when it comes directly from the hand of Almighty God, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking directly into your heart and mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't go there. Don't buy that. Stay away from that person. They're toxic. Don't go near that. Don't get involved in that. Praise God. He is leading us and guiding us. Even in financial decisions, the Lord wants to be involved. I don't know why I'm talking about this morning. It's not in my notes. But you know what? God wants to be involved even in financial decisions. God wants... Oh, hallelujah.
You're listening.
God wants to be involved. Where I'm going to live, what job I'm going to engage in and take up. Uh-huh. Just because a door opens doesn't mean it's God.
I know.
Come on.
Just because a raise comes our way doesn't mean it's from God. We need to know the leading of the Holy Spirit in all things. Oh, I'm trying not to get excited this morning, but I just can't help myself. Hallelujah! We make so many decisions, but how many of them proceed from the heart of God? How many things, decisions that we make, grandiose decisions, but are they in tune with the will of God for our lives? You know, one time I went from a larger church to a smaller church. And someone asked me, what are you doing that for? You're going to get less money. I didn't know that we made decisions based on how much money we're going to make. Or how big a crowd we're going to have. Are you hearing me this morning? We've got to make decisions based on the fact that we can say with confidence, this is the will of God. Hallelujah. You know, even success doesn't mean you're in the will of God.
No.
Did you know there are cults that are having great success right now? Some of their churches are blossoming.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're doing the will of God.
No.
Even a cup of cold water given in the name of Jesus is a blessing to the Father. Even something simple like opening up a door for someone or helping someone or encouraging someone can bless the Father.
You're getting really deep now.
The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." Friends, we need to hear from God in this hour that we are living in. We need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in this hour that we're living in. I just want to say this. It feels so strong in my spirit this morning as I speak it forth as from the very heart of God. We need to hear from the Lord. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. How many know God knows his own? God is not deceived by the hearts of men, those who pretend. And they follow me. A true, genuine sheep. My wife says sheeps. That's in the French language. Sheeps. There was two sheeps and one sheep. How many know when you're a true child of God, there is an inward desire to follow after the will of God, to walk wherever God leads? No matter how difficult the path is, if God is leading, we are following. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten to the message yet. This is just the introduction. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. Now let me tell you what I'm about to read in the verses that lie ahead, in the passages of Scripture I'm going to deliver to you. You're going to need them in the days and weeks and months ahead. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Everything that is falling apart, everything that is happening suddenly. A young man was sharing his experience when that earthquake hit in Turkey and Syria. He said he was sleeping. He videotaped it. He was sleeping and all of a sudden the earthquake hit and his four-story apartment just tumbled down. And in his recording he said, "You know what? I'm going to die, but I just want to say some things here in this recording. I want to get things right." You know the first thing he said? "I want to ask God to forgive me." I want to ask God to forgive me. Now, the Lord had mercy on him and they were able to pull him from the rubble.
Praise God.
But things can happen suddenly. Are you hearing me? Everything can be flowing smoothly and it looks like we've gotten past it all. And all of a sudden something takes place and everything begins to cave in.
Uh-huh.
And you need to know that you will never perish.
Thank you, Lord.
And no one will snatch you out of his hand.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm not a Calvinist this morning. But let me tell you, there is security in Christ. My name was not written in pencil. You know, there was a time in Pentecost, I remember when I was growing up, your name was written in pencil. And if you sinned, God scratched it out. And then when you asked for forgiveness, you wrote it back in again. You know, you do that too many times, and all of a sudden the paper begins to fall apart.
Yeah.
I thank God this morning that my name was not written in pencil. It was written with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Can you praise Him this morning? Your name is written in the blood. Verse 29. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Now you're going to need to know this in the coming days and weeks. That's why we need to put on the helmet of salvation. To protect us from the doubts and attacks of the enemy that tells us continually, you're not saved, you don't know Christ, you've never been born again. When you know in your spirit, and the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit, that you are a child of the living God. Yes. Now let me tell you something this morning. Christians sin. I better put my glasses on for this so I can see your faces.
True.
Christians sin.
Uh-huh.
And we need to find forgiveness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that no one is able to
right.
snatch me out of the Father's hand.
Thank you.
I take great comfort in that. It gives me peace to know that I'm in His hand. And when the devil comes to condemn me, I know that I have forgiveness through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jude, where is he this morning? There he is. Jude chapter 1. Verse 24. Now to him, capital H, meaning God. You see, the Lord has called me. He's put it on my heart to encourage you.
Thank you, Lord.
Every time you come on Sunday, the Lord is calling me to encourage you. To encourage you in your faith.
Praise the Lord.
I didn't say this. This is in the Bible. Now to him who is able. Friends, if there's anyone that's able, it's God.
Yes.
You can't take any credit for your salvation this morning.
Right.
The only credit goes to God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's the one who received the power, the praise, and the glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, he's a pretty good Christian. You know what? We can't make it without him.
No.
We can't sustain ourselves without Him. We can't grow in Christ without Him.
No.
We can't say no to temptation without Him.
Yeah.
And the only thing that God requires of us is faith. To believe that what is written, and I'm standing upon it by the power and grace of Almighty God. Hallelujah. The attack is coming even now against the church. You know, the only media outlet that's been talking about this revival is Fox News. You don't hear it on CBC, do you? Because they refer to us as the haters. But the Bible says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Now this word stumbling is just not a minor thing in someone's life where for a few days they, you know, get discouraged. This is talking about a drifting away from God. A place in a person's life where they begin to question even the existence of God or if God is truly real. The Bible refers to it as apostasy. A denying of Christ. You know, people have done that.
Yes, they have.
One of the preachers that was associated with Billy Graham fell away and stopped believing. Right to the bitter end. He denied God. People become agnostics, atheists. Those who were brought up in the church, who knew God, who experienced God, who had the touch of God upon their lives. So stumbling is much more than just an occasional mistake. And the Bible says he is able, hallelujah, if you will believe with your heart, if you will reach out by faith and say, I am believing today that he is able to keep me from stumbling, from drifting, from denying. Hallelujah. In fact, he is able to strengthen me and empower me. Glory to God. You know, I had the privilege this week to talk. I was going to say young man, but he's the same age as me now. I was in the youth group. He called my first church. I was a youth pastor. He called me this week. He said, Dave. They called me Dave. I heard about your ticket and the stand your church has taken. And you know what? He said, I'm so happy about it. He said, we've been taking the same stand. All those young men that were in the youth group at that time, he said, I've been in contact with them and they are still serving the Lord. They're still walking with God. Friends, I take no credit for that. That is the power of God's saving grace. He's able to keep you from stumbling. You don't need to drift away, fall into the traps of the enemy. He's going to help you. He stands ready to engage with you. And then it says, and to make you stand in the presence of... Oh, hallelujah. Friends, when we make it, and we are standing in his presence.
Wow.
And we look around and we see myriads upon myriads of holy angels rejoicing. When we look around and we see our parents or our grandparents or our whoever has gone on ahead of us, and all they're doing is lifting their hands to rejoice and to praise the name of the Lord. And we wonder,
How did I get here?
Yeah.
It was because He, God Almighty, was involved in your life. Hallelujah. And when you stand on that great day, it's going to be because of the sustaining work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We can take no merit unto ourselves. All the glory goes to Him.
Amen.
Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Amen.
And to make you stand in the presence of His glory, blameless and with great joy. Can you hardly wait for that day?
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
What a day it's going to be.
Amen.
When my Jesus I shall see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? God wants to do a work here and now as well. Hallelujah. He wants to show us His power and His glory even right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
One last set of verses, Philippians chapter 1. Last week, we talked about how God was bringing you to the edge of the Red Sea. The enemy behind, the sea ahead. And God told Moses, just lift up your staff and stretch it out. That was an act of faith, my friends. Did you know that most of our tests that we have in life is a test of faith? Are we going to have faith in God? Are we going to let doubt whelm up and destroy us? Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and the deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. Oh my. Not prayer with complaining, but prayer with joy. In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. And verse 6 is what I want to concentrate on as I close this message. For I am confident. The Apostle Paul says, I am confident of this very thing. You know, I like this. This is a verse we've all probably got memorized. But it bears repeating over and over and over again when we find ourselves in a pit, when we feel so discouraged that we want to give up.
Yeah.
I've been there. Where I just wanted to give up. I don't know if you've been there. I don't know if you've ever experienced that kind of discouragement. Where you just wanted to throw in the towel and say, you know what, this is not working for me. I've heard people say that before. It's not working for me. Well, every time we feel like that, we need to go to this verse.
Yes.
And Paul says, I am confident of this very thing. He was sure about it. He wasn't wondering about it. He wasn't saying, I don't know, but I'm hoping.
Right.
He wasn't saying, you know what? Good luck.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Cheers. I was going to say hasta la vista, but you know, au revoir. He says, I'm confident of this very thing, that he,
yes,
who began a good work in you, mm-hmm, who did it, who started it, who initiated it, it's God.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit initiated it. Yes. Hallelujah. He came to you, yes, with grace and mercy. Yes. He came to you with love and, yes, forgiveness. He who began a good work in you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the word you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's individualistic.
Right.
You,
yeah.
You,
yeah.
You, you,
yeah.
You, you, you,
mm-hmm,
you.
Man.
We'll perfect it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, aren't you thankful for that?
Yeah.
That maturing work that God is doing in your life.
Thank you,
the
Lord.
Chafing away,
yes,
of all the things that are hindering,
uh-huh,
the flow of the Holy,
yeah,
Spirit. The,
yeah,
fire and the water that's,
yeah,
so deep to cross. And you wonder whether God is going to forsake you in your moment of need. Oh, hallelujah. He never forsakes us. Some people talk like God is so weak, feeble. You know what? If you're the last one in your family that still believes, you're a majority with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're the last one in your university that still believes, you are still a majority. Hallelujah. If you're the last one in your place of occupation where you work, if it's only you, you're still in the majority with God. For I am confident of this very thing, I'm trying to end this, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it.
Thank you, Lord.
Until the day of Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Until you either die or he takes you up.
Mm.
He's going to continue that work. Hallelujah. And he's going to complete it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you believe that, you're going to see your spiritual growth enhanced. And you are going to begin to see, hallelujah, that God has an overdrive. Glory to God. And it's the whole, oh, hallelujah. And it's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, I was reading this week where Paul was talking to a group of believers and he said, you're going to grow exceedingly beyond. I'm seeing it in you. You're going to go from point A, bypass point B, and you're going to move in the Spirit. Glory to God. You're going to take on characteristics that you never experienced before. Glory to God. You and God are a majority. You and God can accomplish great things.
Amen.
You know,
When they gathered in the upper room after Jesus had ascended, there was 3 million in the upper room. No, there wasn't.
No.
There was 1 trillion in the upper room. No, there wasn't. After all the miracles and all the healings and all the deliverances, there was only 120 in the upper room. But when the Holy Ghost descended, hallelujah, and the power of God was theirs, and tongues of fire began to come down upon them, hallelujah, God transformed them into mighty men and women of valor. Smith Wigglesworth, I don't know if you know who he was, a great man of faith who saw many miracles. He used to put his Bible by his bed. I'm not suggesting you do this, but this is what he did. He put his Bible right by his bed. And when he got up in the morning, he stood on it. And he said, today I'm standing on the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor Ripley, are you trying to make us radicals? Yes, if I can, by God's grace. And the Bible says, and they went everywhere, spreading the gospel, casting out demons, healing the sick. This morning, your life is in His hands.
Thank you, God.
And I'm believing that He who has begun that good work in you,
yeah,
He's going to complete it.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Will you stand with me this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this week I was in Bible study. Pastor Raph was teaching. I was just receiving the word. It was just washing me. It was just encouraging me. It was just ministering to me. That's what the word does when we are open to receive it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And this morning, as we come to the end of this service, as we ask the Lord to help us this morning, to let our faith grow, that we would stop believing the circumstances and we would be governed entirely by what God's word says. That is the change that God has to do in our life. That we are no longer governed by our emotions. We are no longer governed by what we see and feel and taste. But we are governed by the Word of God and how the Holy Spirit is leading us. If He said it, I believe it, that settles it.
Hallelujah.
Father, I just pray for your people this morning. I pray, O God, that faith would grow in each and every one of them, Lord. Their faith in you. Their faith in the word. Lord, I pray that whatever is coming, whatever is going to come our way, Lord, we don't need to be frightened or fearful. We have confidence, Lord, that our life is in your hands. We have confidence in what your word declares and speaks to us.
That if everything is crumbling around us, Lord, we are standing on a firm foundation. Christ and Him crucified. Your word that does not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. And that's what we're going to believe. That's what we're going to stand on. So, Lord, as we leave this house this morning, I pray that we would take the Word of God with us and let it work deeply in our hearts. Lord, I'm asking this in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you give Jesus a clap offering? God bless you this morning. Turn to someone and tell them that you love them this morning and you care for them. And whatever needs they have, you'd be quick to meet. God bless each and every one of you. Let this week be a week of spiritual growth in Jesus' name.